about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
I'm radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Calling all women in STEM. Are you interested in joining a group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and inclusive spaces for future engineers, scientists, and leaders. When you join WISE, you'll have the opportunity to learn from experienced pros in the field, grow your network, and be a source of inspiration for the young women in the Kingston community. Follow our Instagram at Queen's WISE or visit our website www.queenswise.ca to learn more.
What's up? We're back. That was Caribou with Only You from their October 2024 release, Honey. Prior to that, we had Night Cruising by the fascinatingly named Japanese kind of synth pop outfit Fishmans. which I love that. Fishmans. Very interesting naming convention. We had MKG with Break the Spell. We had I Left My Wallet in El Segundo by A Tribe Called Quest. Also in that block, you would have heard music from Sinead O'Connor and Canada's own Nemesis. You know we're big Nemesis fans here on the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. And folks, another show that plays a lot of Nemesis is Listening Queerly, hosted by the one and only Lauren Tucker, and they are moving their start time back 2 hours. So this coming Tuesday, you'll actually hear Listening Queerly at 1 p.m., so update your spreadsheets accordingly. One of the most popular, rightfully so, shows here at CFRC. Definitely check that out. So used to be 11 a.m. Tuesdays. Now it is 1 p.m. Tuesdays. Please do tune in. Tell your friends. Tell your family. I don't know. Tell your enemies. Whatever works for you works for me. Okay, folks. We've been looking at 1995, 1990 in between our new releases. It's January. It's time to celebrate anniversaries. And 1990, a kind of mishmash year within the realm of pop music. We heard some hip hop in there. We heard some kind of synth pop as well, but we still got some more really fun releases to come. And right now though, I want to bring us forward about 14 years to the heady days of 2004, because it is time, as always, to get stuck in and check out today's Bandel. Bandel, if you are unfamiliar, is kind of like Wordle, but instead of six guesses to figure out a five-letter word, you have six guesses to figure out the band and title of a song that has been put through that kind of chiptuned midification software. So it's not a one-to-one recreation. It's just slightly chintzed up a little bit. 2004, 159 million views on YouTube, and what worries me is this is classified as a par 5 very hard, so par 5 difficulty. 2004, I was 10 years old, so I do have some memories of this time, and what I recall was it was a big year for indie rock. Rock in general was not in a very good place. Nickelback would be one of the most lucrative and successful artists of the year 2004. I want to see what the movies were like. So if I look up 2004 in music, it oftentimes just gives it away. But I'm trying to think of what I would have been seeing in theaters. Yeah, okay. All right. There's some heavy hitters here. I was right. Shrek 2. Okay. I knew Shrek had something to do with the year 2004, but I wasn't sure if that was some kind of disassociative fugue state. But no. Shrek 2, making almost $1 billion. Wow. Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban. I think that's the last one that I went to see. Spider-Man 2, great movie. Incredibles, great movie. a bit of cultural whiplash here. Also in 2004 was The Passion of the Christ, which I did not see in theaters as I was 10 years old. The Day After Tomorrow, okay. All right, 2004, big year for movies. Wow. Troy, I don't think anybody has memories of Troy, but if you do, call in, let me know. I think that was Brad Pitt. It was one of the very kind of conventionally hunky leading men. Shark Tale? I can't believe Shark Tale made $375 million. I guess the economy was good. It was a different time. Okay, so 2004 in movies. Lots of big budget blockbusters in terms of musical trends. Hip-hop was starting to... I feel like 2003 was 50 Cent, like, in the club. So it was a pretty dominant trend in popular music. I don't know if we're going to get more of that kind of hip-hop rap-informed Bandel, or usually they kind of stick to conventions of rock music. But if it's rock music, it could be a little rough. Either way, let's see what they've got for us. We're going to hear drums and bass. Definitely not Nickelback. So we've dodged that bullet. All right, pretty nondescript. Not a great start. Let's give it one more spin. Nice little bass line. Drum machine. All right. Wouldn't have been what I was listening to in 2004. Let's hear the strings. Sean Paul not in the database. So there goes my guess. I don't know if it was a good one, but I'm trying to get the rough idea here. Let's hear the strings one more time. Mid-2000s was a big era from, what's his name? Scott Storch. Scott Storch. This was like the peak of the Scott Storch production era. If you're not familiar with Scott Storch, he was this like white guy from, Boca Raton, Florida, who basically had a very successful producing career, just ripping off instrumentation from different genres around the world. Did a lot of like Spanish informed. And this feels like a Scott Storch. Anyways, his career flamed out. But like Elvis before him, boy, did he like stealing music from other cultures. Oof. All right, this is tough. 2004, Bush administration, kind of a cultural black hole. All right, we're struggling today. I'm gonna see if I'm being yelled at on my phone. Sometimes Hayden from Alphabet Soup will chime in and help me. Oh, I see our tech manager Chance. He's got a grin on his face. He may be coming in for the assist. Chance, what do you have any guesses? 2004, and you seem like you know. You seem very confident as you have no help?
No.
What do you remember about 2004? Because this is Bush administration too.
I was 9 years old.
Well, yeah.
So I was probably playing the game Ape Escape.
Okay. I'll type in Ape Escape, see if we've got the Ape Escape soundtrack. We don't.
We didn't guess it, right?
No.
No, it was insane. We don't even know the answer yet?
No. I was just ranting about Scott Storch. This feels like a Scott Storch.
You actually said a great pun and you didn't even mention it.
Oh.
You said Scott Storch flamed out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Well, it's not Scott Scorch.
What? Oh. But if it was.
If it was, that would have been amazing. All right. We're going to voice covered back. We're on the par five. Oh, I typed it. I didn't think it was this early. It is Natasha Bedingfield.
It really is.
Dang. I thought that was like way later than this. Ah, that sucks. That was good. I should have gone with it. I would have had it in three. Oh, well. Should have, would have, could have, but didn't.
Didn't.
Can't. Wanted to get that little horn in there. All right. Well, we got it in five. Not a banner performance for me. Not quite as impressive as when I got Terminator 2 in 1 second.
Oh, so, that's wild.
Yeah, I've got problems. But you know what? Not a bad result all the same. We managed to avoid total ritual humiliation. So we'll take it. We'll take it. And you know what? One of my favorite things when I look at anniversary releases is no matter what year I play, there's always a Mountain Goats song for it.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Because John Darnielle is a psychopath who will, especially in like the early 90s when he was doing everything lo-fi, mm-hmm. He could literally just sit in his bedroom and record an entire album, which I think is very freeing. But what I like about this next song, Cubs in Five, is it's designed to be this ridiculous love song where it's like he's saying a bunch of things that will never happen. Oh, maybe the Cubs will win the World Series. Maybe the Buccaneers will win the Super Bowl. And maybe I'll love you again. But what is funny is in the 30 or so years since this song has been released, the Tampa Bay Bucks have won multiple Super Bowls and the Cubs have won a World Series. So,
wow.
Accidental philosopher John Darnielle, the favorite.
He's found love.
That's right. I assume he's got a kid.
Yeah.
I hope he seems like he's in a good place.
Well, we don't want to assume anything.
Dean can let us know.
Yeah, that's true.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. for the definitive John Darnielle life recap. But for the time being, let's get back to it. We just got the Wordle in five. Hey, how about Cubs in five?
7 weeks. And the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league. And the Tampa Bay Bucks will make it all the way through January. And I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. The stars are gonna spell out the answers to tomorrow's crossword. The Phillips Corporation will admit that they made an awful mistake. And Bill Gates will single-handedly spearhead the Heaven 17 revival. And the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league. And the Tampa Bay Bucks will take it all the way to the top. And I will love you again. I will love you like I used to.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you've lived too long. Days drip slowly on the page. You catch yourself pacing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strip's worn thin. And each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pacing the cage. I never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. All that I could pillage, all the spells that I could. It's as if the thing were written in the constitution of the age. Sooner or later, you'll wind up pacing the cage. Thank you. the best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes scan bleached out land for the coming of the outbound stage. Facing the cage. Facing the cage.
George even when the tide comes in to shore. And when the wind blows the winter up north, I know your love keeps me warm. Even when they're howling at the gate, even if I took it all on faith, long was my soul for the way. I know your love keeps me safe. Take my eyes for to see.
Yeah. Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local metal band Exigen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released on all streaming platforms on Friday, January 3rd. Featuring four heavy genre blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joe Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. We've been fortunate to have amazing fans and friends supporting us, says the band, and they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Game of Puppets on your favorite platforms and enjoy today's selection from this new EP called Fleeting Moments, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Once again, that was Exigen with Fleeting Moments, part of CFRC's, frankly, I'll say it, excellent Release Radar partnership with the City of Kingston and the Kingston Music Office. One of my favorite initiatives added in 2024, something we are hoping to expand in 2025. What's up, folks? It's Jesse. This is the final few Fleeting Moments of your Friday Indie Wake-Up Call, and I want to mention two things of local interest. One I think is quite positive, and one that may be quite concerning to you, especially if you are involved in the local market scene. If you are an artisan, someone who has made a living or just enjoyed their time selling your goods at the Memorial Center Farmers Market, the farmers market itself is at risk. You may have heard there are potential plans in place to build a privately owned soccer dome in the parking lot of the Memorial Center. That, of course, would disrupt what is one of my favorite aspects of Kingston life, the annual weekly Memorial Center Farmers Market. If you have never been, Sundays, the Memorial Center invites a lot of great local artisans and vendors to the Memorial Center. They set up, they sell their wares. It's a wonderful experience. I've gotten some tremendous stuff at the Memorial Center Farmers Market. I have met some incredible people at the Memorial Center Farmers Market, and it is at risk. If you are interested, there's a change.org petition available that you can sign to save the Memorial Center Farmers Market. From what I've gleaned, and this is a post from the official Memorial Center Farmers Market Facebook page, very little discussion has been had with the vendors and artisans that would be impacted by the creation of this soccer dome. So whether you are pro-dome or anti-dome, you can agree that more consultation must be held with the people that will be most affected by this. On a lighter note, over the weekend, I had the pleasure of working with M. Steel and The Deal. We were filming music video for her upcoming release, Road Runner, and I've been told the video will premiere March 1st. So, of course, you know CFRC will be on site at the premiere to give you that great coverage. I just wanted to say it was a fantastic shoot. I am so excited to see the final product. And, of course, M. Steel, one of the many excellent local musicians here on the Kingston scene. It was really cool to get a chance to work with her and her team. I think you folks are really going to enjoy the video. It is, without giving too much away, inspired by an all-time piece of 80s classic cheese featuring the one and only Patrick Swayze. So, something to get excited about. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that, folks. I'm going to leave it at that. Keep your eyes peeled to @CFRC Music, our social media page. They'll, of course, share all the details once they are made available to us. And one final thing to close off on, CFRC is successful in its 2025 funding drive, but there is still actually a little bit of time. They have extended the window for charitable donations until the end of January. So if you are still feeling inclined, if you didn't get a chance to donate in December, we are still accepting donations through cfrc.ca/donate. You can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal and get yourself a sweet tax receipt. So we've hit our $25,000 goal, but we're still stunting. You know, we're still looking to build more and more. That money, of course, goes towards your favorite local radio station. All right, we're going to play a little bit more for you before I lead into the 10 a.m. staple, The Charts, hosted by DJ Squared. First thing I want to play is one of my favorite releases from 2024 that I didn't get a chance to highlight in my top 25. This is Nice Enough Words from Clothesline from Hell. And then we're going to play another release radar for you because I just love them oh so much. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Please join me again, same time, same place, next week for the Friday Indie Wake Up Call. Standing tall takes feeling. Jumping, talking fine. Leave with the goodbyes, cause I'm always reeling. Cut to my chest. The breathing getting worse. Aimed at my head, you're nice enough. I was in a bind when I was in a pinch. Watched everyone let me when we were
outside, watching my breath turn black, smell me empty. Cut to my chest, the breathing getting worse. Aim at my head, you're nice enough, words ready to compare. Don't give me your back, don't fight, disappear. Live in the attack. I'm ready to come there. Let me be your dog. Wipe your feet in tears.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens.
If you're interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing. Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event. Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still called Pollen. Pollen is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production works together that bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals, paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess, create a vibrant musical collaboration. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Pollen by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. Behaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Do you think I make the cut? See me now, things looking up. Used to be so in a rush. I was stressing out, I was losing touch. Used to think I'd never see this person I turn out to be. But now I've got this energy, so keep your shade away from me. Thought that we'd grow into something beautiful, but it wasn't mine to hold. No, the water doesn't flow. Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. You got caught creeping through the weeds. Get good while some of my seeds. Misbehaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Don't tell me I spill my cup. When I'm dreaming, don't wake me up. I'm not calling. Keep your hands up.